This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israeli authorities said a rocket attack on a football ground in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights killed several people, including children, on Saturday. Emma Gell from Reuters has more.
The strike in the village of Majdal Shams killed around a dozen people, including children, Israeli authorities said.
This evening,
Israeli authorities blamed the Iran-backed Lebanese group Hezbollah, vowing a response. The Israeli ambulance service said around a dozen more people were wounded in the blast. Hezbollah denied any responsibility for the strike in a statement. The group had earlier announced several rocket attacks targeting Israeli military positions in other locations from Lebanon. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who was due to head back from the U.S. to Israel overnight on Saturday, said he would bring his flight forward and convene his security cabinet upon arrival. Hezbollah and Israel have been trading fire in areas at or near the Lebanese-Israeli border since the eruption of the Gaza War.
Emma Gell from Reuters. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump told an audience of cryptocurrency enthusiasts Saturday that Bitcoin was going to the moon, and he wanted the U.S. to lead the way.
If crypto is going to define the future, I want to be mined, minted, and made in the USA. It's going to be. It's not going to be made anywhere else. And if Bitcoin is going to the moon, as we say, it's going to the moon, I want America to be the nation that leads the way, and that's what's going to happen.
Trump addressed a cryptocurrency conference in Nashville, part of a broader Republican effort to court crypto enthusiasts ahead of the November 5th election. He vowed to make the U.S. the, quote, crypto capital of the world, a far cry from his stance in 2021 when he called Bitcoin a, quote, scam. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Mexican drug kingpin Ismael El Mayo Zambada and a son of his former partner Joaquin El Chapo Guzman were arrested on Thursday in El Paso, Texas, in a major coup for U.S. authorities that may also reshape the Mexican criminal landscape. Alex Cohen from Reuters has more.
They face multiple charges in the U.S. for funneling huge quantities of fentanyl and other drugs to U.S. streets. Guzman Lopez lured Zambada to the U.S., according to three current and former U.S. officials familiar with the operation, who sought anonymity to speak candidly about the events. Zambada pleaded not guilty and was ordered detained without bond, according to court records. If Zambada was betrayed by Guzman Lopez, it could have major ramifications for their operation known as the Sinaloa Cartel. It traffics drugs to more than 50 countries around the globe and is one of the two most powerful organized crime groups in Mexico.
Alex Cohen from Reuters. Three Russian warships have arrived in Cuban waters, Moscow's second such maritime voyage in as many months, and a reflection of deepening ties between Russia and Cuba. The naval group, consisting of a training ship, patrol frigate, and refueling tanker, are expected to remain docked in Cuba's port of Havana until August 30th. The Sunday arrival of the vessels comes mere weeks after another squadron of Russian warships, including a powerful nuclear-powered submarine, visited Havana as part of planned military exercises last month. American officials closely tracked the mid-June military exercises, saying that the four-vessel group posed no real threat. Team USA has its first medals of the 2024 Summer Games. AP correspondent Gethin Kulbal reports.
The United States is on the board at the Paris Olympics. Divers Sarah Bacon and Cassidy Cook took home the silver for the Americans, their first medal at the 2024 Summer Games in the 3-meter synchronized springboard competition. China won the game's first gold medal, placing first in the event. Katie Ledecky claimed her first medal in Paris, winning the bronze in the women's 400-meter freestyle with a time of just over 4 minutes. Ledecky finished 2 seconds faster than her preliminary time, which at the time edged Australian and reigning Olympic champion Ariane Titmus. Titmus won the gold in the freestyle. American Chloe Dygert won a bronze medal in the women's cycling individual time trial. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Authorities in Congo say a stampede at a music concert in the capital has killed 7 people and injured many others. The stampede occurred at the 80,000-capacity Stade des Martyrs Stadium in the heart of Kinshasa. State television says 7 people were killed and some of the injured were admitted to intensive care. The organizers of the concert say the stampede happened when security officers intervened after an issue with, quote, troublemakers. The organizers say at least 30,000 people were at the concert. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.